USA Radio News.
The Justice Department unveiled charges Thursday against seven Russian military intelligence officers for their role in a sweeping cyber attack aimed at the United States. Deputy Assistant Director for the FBI, Eric Welling, with more on the victims.
The victims of this illegal activity are anti-doping organizations in the United States and abroad, Swiss and Dutch entities which investigate the use of chemical weapons.
Senators are continuing to take turns reviewing the FBI report into Judge Brett Kavanaugh's background. Carrie Severino is with the Judicial Crisis Network. She talked about how certain senators who were on the fence were pleased with what they read from the FBI investigation.
Well, I think Susan Collins is right. This was a very thorough investigation. For those who wanted to just have that added confidence of, yes, we know there's no corroboration, look, now we've got it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Even if you believe you're eating a healthy diet, you may not be getting all the nutrients your body needs. Cardiologist Dr. Suzanne Steinbaum gives us the scoop.
Omega-3s are beneficial for overall health. They're considered to be essential nutrients. The body really needs them to function. They help support healthy blood flow to the arteries, cardiovascular health. They're good for cognitive brain health, for joint health, for eyes, and for the skin. The thing is, the body doesn't make them. And people are just not getting enough of this in their diet. Supplementation might be the best way to go. Talk to your doctor. Now we can really figure out if you have enough omega-3s, and that's through a blood test called an omega-3 index. Or you can go to the website knowyouromega3s.com, where there's actually a quiz you can take that can help you determine if you might have a deficit of omega-3s and might need a supplement, or if in fact you're getting enough in your diet.